This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations is calling for immediate access to a nuclear power plant under siege that Ukraine asserts is being hit by Russian rocket fire. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in an address that another shelling by Russia was recorded around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Reports of heavy fighting along with artillery shelling in the area were reported on Friday. The head of the UN nuclear agency said there's a real risk of nuclear disaster unless the fighting stops and inspectors are allowed inside the facility. The plant is Europe's largest nuclear facility. Russian forces who occupy the plant have been accused of using it as a shield to fire at Ukrainian army positions. There have been reports of heavy shelling in areas near the plant over the past 2 weeks. Author Salman Rushdie was attacked and apparently stabbed in the neck Friday while preparing to give a lecture in western New York. His condition is unclear. Rushdie was on stage in Chautauqua, New York, on Friday morning when witnesses saw a man confront Rushdie on stage and attack him. It was unclear whether Rushdie was beaten or stabbed or both. Police say Rushdie was taken by helicopter to a hospital with no word yet on his condition. AP correspondent Joshua Goodman, who was in the audience when Rushdie was attacked, reports that Rushdie's life has been in danger since he wrote the Satanic Verses back in 1988.
There has been a fatwa, an order for him to be killed on his life for many, many decades now. We're waiting to hear from authorities and what prompted this brazen, senseless, and very scary attack.
You can keep up on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Taiwan's foreign minister told VOA on Friday that additional foreign delegations are more than welcome in Taipei, insisting his government will not be deterred by China's furious reaction to last week's visit by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. In an exclusive interview with VOA, Foreign Minister Joseph Wu also criticized China's military exercises held in response to Pelosi's visit, accusing Beijing of, quote, wrecking the status quo in the Taiwan Strait. Wu said Taiwan will not be prevented from conducting its own foreign policy. After Pelosi's visit, China surrounded Taiwan for several days with unprecedented large-scale military exercises. Chinese state media described the drills as rehearsals to invade or blockade the island. U.S. congressional delegations routinely make solidarity trips to Taiwan, though Pelosi's visit was the first by a House speaker in 25 years. Girls in Afghanistan face an uncertain future after 1 year of no school. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
There has been no sign the ruling Taliban will allow teenage girls back to school. Some are trying to find ways to keep learning. Zubada Nazhand has started an informal school for girls at a house in Kabul. She says the closure of the schools is not benefiting a government. It even weakens it, because if a woman gets educated, it means that a whole society gets educated. Fiona Fraser is with the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan.
The damage will not, however, be limited to that generation of girls alone. Afghanistan as a whole is being denied the benefit of women and girls' contribution to society.
Some in the Taliban support returning girls to school, but others staunchly oppose it. Dunya Arabzada is caught up in the middle. She says, I see a lot of my classmates who can't come here, and it's very disappointing that girls are not allowed to go to school. For students, the underground schools in Afghanistan are a lifeline. I'm Ed Donahue.
Firefighters across Europe are arriving in France to help battle several wildfires, including a giant blaze ravaging pine forests in the southwest of the country. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Firefighters tackle the wildfire in the Gironde region that has burned around 30 square miles since Tuesday and led to the evacuation of at least 10,000 people. The firefighters' brigade says the spread of the forest fire was limited overnight due to little wind, but conditions for containing the blaze remain unfavourable due to the hot, dry weather. France this week is in its fourth heat wave of the year as it faces what the government describes as the country's worst drought on record. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.